RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Here is the news read by Nisma. First the headline. In July 2017, tourist arrival up to 30.85%. BPS optimistic inflation in 2017 under control. And now the news in detail. The Central Statistic Agency BPS announced that foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia in July 2017 rose to 30.85% compared to the number of visits in July 2016. Chief of BPS Suharyanto at a press conference held on Monday, September 4, 2017, explained that in July 2016, the number of foreign tourist arrivals was 1.03 million and in July 2017 increased to 1.35 million. Cumulatively, in January to July 2017, the number of foreign tourist arrivals reached 7.81 million or an increase of 25.53% compared with the number of foreign tourists visiting in the same period of the previous year. The number of foreign tourists we can sort that through the 19 main doors and outside the main door from the 1.35 million foreign tourists, 85% came through 19 main doors that can be divided into regular tourists and special tourists. The special tourists are elderly tourists, clergy for training, researchers, and so forth, while foreign tourists who are outside the door can be sorted out through the gate posts and so forth. Suharyanto further explained that in July 2017, there was a huge increase in the airport Adi Sucipto, Yogyakarta, more than 100% last July. There were the International Borobudur Festival and International Conference by the International Association of Deposit Insurance in Asia Pacific. Adi Sumarmo Airport, Solo, also has an increase due to the Solo Batik Carnival. Soekarno-Hatta Airport also increased by 73% from the 1.35 million foreign tourists arriving in Indonesia during July 2017, mostly come from China, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, and Japan. The Central Statistic Agency BPS announced that in August 2017, there was a deflation of 0.07%. Chief of BPS Suharyanto at a press conference held on Monday explained that deflation occurred because of price decline indicated by the decline of some index expenditure groups, especially foodstuff group. based on the monitoring of the agency in 82 cities. The price development of various commodities in August 2017 generally showed a decline. He also remarked that the government, especially the Trade Ministry, has worked hard and managed to keep food prices. With deflation of 0.07%, he expects that September to December 2017, inflation will remain under control and in accordance with the set target of 4.3%. I'm very optimistic that our target will be achieved. That needs to be taken care of somewhat cautiously in December, especially on Christmas, New Year and holidays. Usually in December, there is an increase. This needs monitoring.
Biasanya kalau bulan December itu selalu ada kenaikan, jadi itu yang perlu diwaspadai.
Suharyanto further explained deflation does not occur due to the decreasing public purchasing power. He said that the growth of public consumption still experienced an increase of 4.95% and the nominal consumption of the households also increased despite showing. The Central Statistics Agency assessed that public purchasing power is in good condition. In addition to foodstuff, expenditure groups contributing to deflation are the transport, communication, and financial services groups. Some commodities that experienced price decline in August 2017 include air transportation fare, cooking oil, onion, and intercity transportation tariffs. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani says that the government's ability to repay its debts is getting better. She said that the government is pushing for tax reform and to attract more investors in Indonesian capital market to reach the target. She views that debt amortization without issuing new debts is more beneficial than debt write-off scheme. So far, the government could not yet pay off debts using revenues from taxes. The government relies on domestic debts to make up the state budget deficit of 2.67%. Minister Sri Mulyani also said that the government is in debt mostly to institutions, banks, and individuals. The government is striving to improve the financial market to attract locals to invest in the government bonds. The Financial System Stability Committee has entered into repo transaction to obtain additional financing from the secondary market. Indonesia condemns North Korea's nuclear test of bomb hydrogen on September 2, 2017, which has been the sixth one since 2006. The nuclear test released various kinds of materials of radioactive to various areas which can harm the environment and the health of the world's population. The trial action is contrary to North Korea's obligation to the relevant United Nations Security Council resolution. Indonesia, as a country which has ratified the Convention on Anti-Testing of Nuclear Weapons, CTBT, or Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, is committed to encouraging the creation of a safe world of all forms of nuclear weapons tests and explosion. Indonesia again confirms the importance of stability on the Korean Peninsula and invites all parties to contribute to the creation of peace, including by realizing the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Manpower has urged the Parliament to immediately approve the domestic workers PPRT law in order to protect laborers from exploitation and violent treatment at workplace. Chairman of the Ministry's Law Division, Omar Kasim, stated in Jakarta on Monday that although the bill had been submitted over a decade ago, the Parliament has not approved the draft. He said the ministry has fulfilled its obligation to draft the bill. He also explained that the bill is aimed at improving relations between employers and their laborers. So in the future, the orientation of businesses will not be based solely on profits, but also on the well-being of workers. Kasim views that the existing regulation has not also regulated the informal work sectors. As a result, any dispute between domestic workers and their employers will be settled through mediation instead of litigation. Indonesian Buddhist slam action of the Rohingya Muslim massacre in Myanmar. Buddhists in Indonesia strongly condemn the violence and slaughter of Rohingya Muslim in Myanmar. This was affirmed by Buddhist priest Mong Sudasila at Vipassana Graha Lembang Temple, West Bandung Regency on Monday, 4th of September 2017. Responding to the case, Mong Sudasila said, "On Monday, every Buddhist who practices Buddhism must condemn anarchist act in any name. All forms of violence in Buddhism are forbidden. Buddhism teaches metta's love. Thus, Sudasila asked Muslims in Indonesia not to be provoked by the news circulating in social media about the massacre that occurred in Myanmar, both by civilian and military groups, because not necessarily all of them are Buddhists." The last item, Industry Ministry Erlangga Hartarto said the national pharmaceutical industry continues to show positive performances. He said that the market value of Indonesia's pharmaceutical product has reached $4.7 billion when attending the 60th anniversary of Bayer's operation in Indonesia in Cimanggis, Depok. Minister Erlangga said the national industry provides 70% of the country's medicinal needs. In the chemical, pharmaceutical, and traditional medicine industries, the sector grew 7.38% in the second quarter this year. Minister Erlangga hopes that the domestic pharmaceutical industry can dominate local and export markets, especially now the government is improving the public's access to health services, which requires large quantities of medicine and drugs, especially generic types. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. In July 2017, tourist arrival up to 30.85%. BPS optimistic inflation in 2017 under control. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener commentary today entitled "Giving Satisfaction to Customers." On September 4th, Indonesian commemorate National Customer Day. This commemoration is held to give appreciation and attention to Indonesian consumers. Since officially launched in 2003, various activities had been done by the manufacturers to express their gratitude to their customers. On National Customer Day this year, state-owned oil company PT Pertamina, for example, provides free Pertamax fuel for selected and lucky customers. In addition, some customers get special gifts. Mobile phone operators also participate in providing attractive prices for their loyal customers. Other producers have their own way of expressing their gratitude to customers. director of several companies went straight to meet with customers, as done by the president director of State Electricity Company PT PLN Sofian Basir, who visited Cipto Mangunkusumo General Hospital in Jakarta. On one hand, it is normal for the manufacturers to use the National Customer Day by giving extra attention to their customers. On the other hand, this momentum should also be used by consumers to be wiser and more critical in buying something. Quoting the Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani about the National Customer Day, "The more critical the customer is, the better the production is. Manufacturers must never stop providing the best service for customers as their consumers, because customers are also getting smarter in shopping. One of them can be seen through the trend of online shopping through the internet, which is getting easier. Through this way of shopping, people can more easily compare the price and quality of goods purchased. Manufacturers should try harder to address this, especially considering the largest number of internet users in Indonesia." The survey conducted throughout 2016 found that 132.7 million Indonesians were connected to internet. As the total population of Indonesia reaches 256.2 million people, so more than half have potential to shop online. Meanwhile, in early 2017, the Minister of Communication and Informatics released data that the value of online transaction in Indonesia during 2016 reached $4.89 billion, or 68 trillion rupiah. Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara estimate the value of transaction in 2017 will reach $5.29 billion. Customers will certainly continue to seek satisfaction through the ease of shopping at a lower price. Therefore, manufacturers must always pay attention to the attitudes, the way, and the voice of their consumers. Hopefully, efforts to satisfy and appreciate customers are not only done during the National Customer Day. All business sectors should continue to improve their services to consumers. Advice and criticism from customers should become their inputs to improve their overall service performance. Listener, that was commentary read by Ramana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with an event on September 5, 1945, where Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX from Yogyakarta and Pakualam VIII stated that their sultanate is part of the Republic of Indonesia. The city of Yogyakarta was built in 1755, along with the construction of Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Kingdom by Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono I. After the proclamation of independence August 17, 1945, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX and Sri Paduka Pakualam VIII received the appointment charter as Governor and Vice Governor of Yogyakarta Special Province from the President of the Republic of Indonesia. Subsequently, on September 5, 1945, the Sultan issued a mandate stipulating that the Sultanate and Pakualaman areas are the special territory that became part of the Republic of Indonesia under Article 18 of the 1945 Constitution. Let's move on to September 5, 1972, where Munich massacre, Palestinian terrorist group named Black September, take hostage and kill Israeli athletes during the 1972 Munich Olympics. The Munich massacre, also called Black September, happened during the Olympic Games in the German city of München in 1972. On September 5, 1972, the Black September group of 8 Palestinians took hostage and killed 11 Israeli athletes and a German policeman. In the ongoing rescue efforts, 5 of the terrorists were killed and 3 were captured. Let's end today in history with September 5, 1984, where the death of Adam Malik, Indonesia's third vice president. Adam Malik's career began as a journalist and independence movement figure. In his youth, he actively joined the national movement to fight for Indonesian independence, among others through the establishment of Antara News Agency. In 1962, he became chairman of the delegation of the Republic of Indonesia for negotiations between Indonesia and the Netherlands on the territory of West Irian in Washington, D.C. His career as Minister of Foreign Affairs began in the Ampera First Cabinet in 1966. In 1971, he was elected as chairman of the 26th UN General Assembly. He became the first and only Indonesian person as chairman of the UN General Assembly. His highest career was achieved when he took office as Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia in 1978 until 1983. For his service, Adam Malik was awarded various awards, among others the Mahaputra Star in 1971, Bintang Adi Perdana in 1973, and was appointed National Hero in 1998. Adam Malik died in Bandung on September 5, 1984, at the age of 67. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, with the team Costa Rica Opens Embassy in Jakarta. Foreign Minister of the Republic of Costa Rica, Manuel González Sanz, made an official visit to Indonesia on Sunday, September 3, 2017. In Jakarta, he met with his Indonesian counterpart, Retno Marsudi, related to the official opening of the Embassy of Costa Rica in Jakarta on Tuesday, September 5, 2017. The Costa Rican Embassy is the 104th foreign diplomatic representative and the 12th representative of Latin American country in Jakarta. Minister Retno Marsudi stated that the embassy will facilitate efforts to enhance bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Costa Rica. She said that the opening of the Costa Rican embassy also affirms the position of Jakarta as the diplomatic capital of Asia. In addition to diplomatic relation, the two foreign ministers discussed the priority of cooperation, such as trade. Minister Retno Marsudi added that there was a tremendous increase in Indonesia-Costa Rica trade in 2016. The trade value of both countries increased almost doubled in 2016, to $59.6 million compared to 2015, which was $30.2 million. Minister Retno also expressed the interest in Indonesia's strategic industry, PT Inka, to participate in a railway project in Costa Rica. The project connects the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans as well as the airport railroad project in San Jose. In addition, Indonesia is also interested in cooperating with Costa Rica in the field of renewable energy. Minister Retno Marsudi revealed that Costa Rica is one of the countries renowned for renewable energy, and cooperation in the energy sector is a thing that has enormous potential. In this case, Minister Retno Marsudi quotes Manuel Antonio González Sanz's statement that 99% of the energy used in Costa Rica is renewable energy. Some of them are hydropower and geothermal power, which are great assets in Indonesia. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Foreign Minister Manuel González Sanz said the plan to open the Costa Rican embassy in Jakarta has been discussed and planned during the visit of the Indonesian Foreign Minister to San Jose in 2015. In 2017, the government of Indonesia and Costa Rica commemorate 32 years of diplomatic relations of both countries. In the meeting, Foreign Minister Manuel González Sanz expressed Costa Rica's support for Indonesia's nomination as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. Indonesia has planned to run for a permanent UNSC member for the 2019-2020 period. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here is our news in brief. The Central Statistics Agency BPS announced that foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia in July 2017 rose 30.85% compared to the number of visits in July 2016. The Central Statistics Agency BPS announced that in August 2017 there was a deflation of 0.07%. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani says that the government's ability to repay its debts is getting better. Indonesia condemns North Korea's nuclear test of bomb hydrogen on September 3, 2017, which has been the sixth one since 2006. The Ministry of Manpower has urged the Parliament to immediately approve the domestic workers PPRT law in order to protect laborers from exploitation and violent treatment at workplace. Buddhists in Indonesia strongly condemn the violence and slaughter of Rohingya Muslim in Myanmar. And the last item, Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto said the national pharmaceutical industry continues to show positive performances. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a traditional dance of Cendrawasih. Stay tuned. Listener, last August 23rd, 8 Indonesian dancers in red and blue domination costume and their distinctive hats performed Sobrak dance on the side of Danube River, Slovakia. Their performance amazed the citizens of Slovakia and other foreigners who watch. The dancers and music team are art team built by Indonesian Embassy of Bratislava Smara Gita Art, consisting of Slovak community, staff of Indonesian Embassy, Bratislava, and Indonesian people living in Slovakia. They were performing on stage Bratislava Culture, Informagne Stredisko 2017. About 450 spectators kept watching seriously the appearance of Sobrak. In addition, they were also presented with various other Indonesian dance performances, such as Bajidor Kahot Dance, Jejer Jarandawuk, and Cendrawasih dance. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you one of Indonesian dance that was performed at Bratislava Kulturn A Informagne Stredisko 2017 August, the Cendrawasih dance. Cendrawasih dance is the one originating from Bali. Created by the Balinese art Igede Manik, this dance was performed for the first time in 1920s in Buleleng Regency, Bali. Since then, Cendrawasih dance has continued to evolve with new creations. Until now, precisely, Cendrawasih dance that is often staged is the result of the agreement of the NLN Swasti Wijaya Bandham. Listener, as the name implies, Chandravasi dance is inspired by Chandravasi bird, which in Balinese means Manuk Dewata. This dance tells the story of a pair of paradise birds that are making love. This type of bird is known to dance and to sing when trying to mate. But explicitly, this dance has a philosophical meaning about the beauty of the island of Bali, which is unequaled. Listener, Chandravasi dance is displayed in pairs. The number of dancers can be more than two, and the dance is generally performed by women. Some of the dancers act as male birds and female birds of a paradise. This dance is divided into three rounds, namely the beginning, or pepason, the main part, or the pangawak, and the end, or pangipuk. The beginning of this dance starts with the entry of dancers who act as birds of paradise. Chandravasi dancers wear kamban, cloth, crown with crest, and gold necklace. Like the Balinese dance in general, this dance is accompanied by the Balinese gamelan. Listener, that was the Indonesian wonder for today with the topic Chandravasi dance. I'm Rika Kusumawati. We'll meet again with another interesting topic in Indonesian wonder. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Pindah ke Apartemen Baru, or in English, Moving to the New Apartment. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Pindah. Pindah in English, to move. Apartemen baru. Apartemen baru in English, new apartment. Kemana? Kemana? Where to? Daerah Jakarta Selatan. Daerah Jakarta Selatan. South Jakarta area. Kapan? Kapan? When? Beli. Beli. To buy. Tahun lalu. Tahun lalu. Last year. Luas. Luas. Size. 200 meter persegi. 200 meter persegi. 200 square meters. Tinggal. Tinggal. To live. Lantai berapa? Lantai berapa? Which floor? lantai 8. Lantai 8 di 8th floor. Terbiasa. Terbiasa, used to it. Tetangga. Tetangga, neighbors. Di sini. Di sini, here. Satu bulan, 1 month, lingkungan baru, new environment, ramah, ramah, friendly, minggu depan, next week, waktu kosong, spare time, datang, datang, to come, tunggu, tunggu, to wait. Siapkan, siapkan to prepare, makan siang, lunch. Next is a conversation on pindah ke apartemen baru, or in English, moving to the new apartment. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Lily at the office. Dengar-dengar kamu baru pindah ke rumah baru. Dengar-dengar kamu baru pindah ke rumah baru. In English, I heard you are moving to a new house. Kamu pindah kemana? Kamu pindah kemana? Where are you moving to? Saya pindah ke apartemen di daerah Jakarta Selatan. Saya pindah ke apartemen di daerah Jakarta Selatan. I'm moving to an apartment in South Jakarta. Kamu kapan belinya? Kamu kapan belinya? When did you buy it? Saya beli tahun lalu. Saya beli tahun lalu. I bought it last year. Berapa luas apartemen kamu? Berapa luas apartemen kamu? What size is your new apartment? Luasnya 200 meter persegi. Luasnya 200 meter persegi. It's 200 square meters. Kamu tinggal di lantai berapa? Kamu tinggal di lantai berapa? What floor do you live in? Aku tinggal di lantai 8. Aku tinggal di lantai 8. I live in the 8th floor. Apakah kamu sudah terbiasa tinggal di apartemen? Apakah kamu sudah terbiasa tinggal di apartemen? Are you used to living in an apartment? Bagaimana tetangga-tetangga di sini? Bagaimana tetangga-tetangga di sini? How about the neighbors? Baru 1 bulan pindah ke lingkungan baru, belum terbiasa. Baru 1 bulan pindah ke lingkungan baru, belum terbiasa. I've just moved to the new environment for 1 month, not used to it yet. Tetapi tetangga-tetangga di sini sangat ramah. Tetapi tetangga-tetangga di sini sangat ramah. But the neighbors here are very friendly. Baiklah, minggu depan kalau ada waktu luang, saya akan datang ke apartemen kamu. Baiklah, minggu depan saya ada waktu luang, saya akan datang ke apartemen kamu. Well, next week if I have time, I'll come to your apartment. Baiklah, saya tunggu kamu, saya akan siapkan makan siang. Baiklah, saya tunggu kamu, saya akan siapkan makan siang. Okay, I'll be waiting for you. I'll prepare the lunch. Well, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back with Minuka in our regular program, Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian songs. In today's edition, we present you a dangdut songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Demam Asmara. Lagu Demam Asmara, narasi.
Sebelumnya biasa saja, tak ada rasa aku dan dia. Sebelumnya tak istimewa, aku dan dia teman biasa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tak-tak-tak-tak-ku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du, oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 ya, aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra 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 ra, demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia. Ha ha, makin membara. Ha ha, demam asmara. Saja. Sebelumnya tak istimewa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tak-tak-tak-tak-ku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du, oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 ya, aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra 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 ra, demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia. Ha ha, makin membara.
Listener, dangdut singer Muhammad Syahrur Kamil, who is familiarly called Kamil, just sang a song entitled Demam Asmara. Composed by Adi Bal Syahrur and music by Prikes, this song tells about someone who fell in love. Initially only ordinary friends, and the lovers were nervous if they did not meet. The song, released in 2014, is a fun, romantic and easy listening song. Adi Bal and Prikes composed the concept of Demam Asmara. They use progressive music by incorporating elements of Malay music, Minang and Medan, then collaborated with drums and koplo drums. You could say this music concept Demam Asmara or Dangdut Progressive Koplo. Dangdut music with a touch of a progressive music and koplo. Well, listener, let's listen to the next Kamil songs entitled Mabuk Kabayang.
We'll be right back. bulan di awan. Dapatkah kau ku capai tangan? Apakah ku harus bertahan menanti dalam kebimbangan? Paras minat ayu pawang membuatku mabuk kepayang. Siang malam terbayang-bayang, jalani berdua.
Listener Aceh Porn Singer is developing his artistic talents since in elementary school. Growing up, he also followed the Dangdut and Pop Music Festival event and successfully won several awards. Camille was aware of his interest in dangdut music after attending a dangdut contest organized by one of the national private television stations. And he became a finalist of the top 5 representative of the Aceh region. Since then, he has become a frequent performer at various events. Then he released his first single entitled Mabuk Kepayang. Composed by Dan Fajar, the song tells the story of someone who is in a serious love with his lover. The song presents a different musical concept, combining elements of pop, alternative, and Malay music without putting aside the characteristic of dangdut itself. Well, listener, to conclude our music corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Doa Untuk Ayah. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next music corner.
Berikan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Sebelumnya biasa saja, tak ada rasa aku dan dia. Sebelumnya tak istimewa, aku dan dia teman biasa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tata-tataku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa. Du-du-du-du, oh aku rindu, ingin selalu bersama kamu. Ya 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 ya, aku bahagia, dunia rasanya milik kita. Ra 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 ra, demam asmara, penawarnya hanya jumpa dia. Ha ha, makin membara. Ha ha, demam asmara. Saja. Sebelumnya tak istimewa. Lama-lama jadi berbeda, hati gelisah bila tak jumpa. Makin lama makin terasa, getar indah saat berpandangan. Menyenangkan saat habiskan waktu bersama. Panas, dingin, bila ada yang menggoda dia. Tata-tata ku jatuh cinta, makin lama makin terasa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.